The tiny African nation of Malawi has received one of the first grants made by the Global Fund on AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. When the fund made its grants last week, Malawi, despite its small size, received the biggest grant of all. But initially, the African nation had sought much more money to halt the spreading scourge of AIDS within its borders. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Most Americans probably couldn't find Malawi on a map. Smaller than Pennsylvania, it's tucked between the Southeast African nations of Tanzania, Mozambique, and Zambia. Few nations on earth are as poor as Malawi, or as burdened by AIDS. Nearly one in five adults is infected with HIV.
We are losing teachers, doctors, engineers, soldiers, you know, name it. So there's no sector that has been spared.
Dr. Biswik Mwale heads Malawi's AIDS Commission. He says things are so desperate that halfway measures won't do.
It's very grim. I think what we need is bold decisions, bold actions in order for us to halt the epidemic.
Malawi began planning its bold strategy against AIDS a year ago. That's when UN Secretary General Kofi Annan proposed the new Global Disease Fund. Malcolm Bryant is a health consultant Malawi hired to help write a Global Fund proposal. The Malawians told him to aim high.
First of all, let's think big picture. Let's shoot for the moon.
Malawi decided to provide treatment to everybody who's sick with AIDS. Only that, they reasoned, would slow the death rate. And only that would slow the epidemic, since doctors think people in treatment are less likely to infect others. Bryant says they did a careful cost analysis.
And really came up at that point with an estimate of how much it would cost to adequately respond to this epidemic. And we came up with an estimate of about $1.6
billion. $1.6
billion
is more than three times the Malawi national budget. But the Malawians say it didn't seem like too much to hope for. After all, Malawi has about 3% of the world's HIV cases, so they figured it was reasonable to expect 3% of the Global Fund dollars. And they took Kofi Annan at his word when he said he wanted the Global Fund to spend $50 billion over 5 years. But it became apparent the Global Fund wouldn't have anywhere near that much. So Malawi scaled its plan back by more than two-thirds. Not everybody would be in treatment at the end of 5 years, but thousands would get anti-AIDS drugs in a year or two.
Still very ambitious, because 5,000 to 10,000 people is a lot of people to put on therapy in a country that currently only has 1 to 200 people on therapy.
Then the proposal ran into more trouble. Several nations that contribute money to Malawi, the United States, United Kingdom, Sweden, and others, said the proposal was still way too extravagant. They doubted AIDS treatment programs would work in such a poor country. They said there was too much emphasis on treatment rather than prevention. With a deadline looming, the Malawians reluctantly cut some more. Dr. Mwale.
It was an intense pressure, moving backwards and forwards, arguing, counter-arguing. We spent a good 3 days without sleeping, particularly the last 3 days. They were very terrible to us.
In the end, they asked for $300 million over 5 years. Surprisingly, that's almost what Malawi got, much more than South Africa, Nigeria, or China. Why Malawi? The Global Fund Board isn't saying. Some think it's because Malawi is small enough to carry out a countrywide AIDS strategy, or maybe because its leader's vision is so bold.
They have stepped up and said, we're going to do what nobody else is doing right now. We're prepared to take the risk and to stand out from the crowd and be a leader.
The risk is immense. Many in Malawi worry the new grant, large as it is, isn't big enough to do the job. And if Malawi can't deliver, that could discredit the Global Fund and the budding hope that it's possible to bring treatment to countries most burdened by AIDS. Richard Knox, NPR News.